Welcome back. So today I'm going to try another beer from Bell's. This is WBA Raspberry Hibiscus Flower Sour Saison. 6.6% ABV. Fill date was 3/5. I did pick this up at the general store. I don't know what WBA stands for. I'm hoping it says it on Untappd, but I don't know. I was thinking like Women's Business Associates or something like that, but I honestly don't know. Not sure how much I paid for this, but let's go ahead and get this open and get it into a glass. I was thinking that they put something like this out, like a raspberry hibiscus flower from the B1 brewery, or what is it, something exclusive now, or that's the idea, whatever all those other Bell things are that they do now. But I could be wrong about that. No head, good color. I want to say like a pomegranate color. There you go. Look at there. Yeah, I mean, looks good. It's hazy. I would say medium haze. I can kind of see the light box down here. Let's go ahead and smell. Whew. Almost like a fruited bubble gum. Like a sour, tart, seedy raspberry bubble gum. I'm trying to see if I can get the flower. Man, it sure does smell tart though. I think that raspberry works well. I do like raspberry beers. I think that raspberry's playing well with all this stuff. It's going to be in my head. I tried looking it up, and I'll even tell you what Google's saying for WBA. So the first one was World Boxing Association. The next one was Western Business Attire, is what Google says when you say, what does WBA mean? I don't know if I should know this, but it looks like there's a lot. Water-based adhesive? I mean, obviously that's not it. So, I did try and look it up. Back to this beer. I like how the Saison, that funkiness of that Saison, plays with the raspberry. You get that tartness. You get that, like, seediness, that raspberry seediness, but it's, like, mellowed out. I don't want to say floral. I'm not getting a floral note in there from the hibiscus or anything like that, but I think it works well. Let's go ahead and taste. That's weird. Not dry. Not what I was thinking at all. It's got like that funkiness. I don't even know how. It's like dry. Like just evaporates. I get that seedy, that raspberry-ness. Really no sweetness, maltiness. As I'm talking right now, like a maltiness, toasted maltiness, raspberry toasted maltiness, maybe like putting raspberry jam on toast without the sweetness in there. I'm guessing the other thing is hibiscus. I don't know if I don't like this or if I like this. Very dry. Not there's a little tartness, a little sourness, but nothing. I think the dryness is killing that tart sourness in there. Huh. Because it's almost like a raspberry Jolly Rancher up front. Like, it's there. But then it's like I said, evaporates. It's gone. It's dry. You don't get the sweetness. The raspberry's still there. There's something else. I'm going to say hibiscus. It's there. Then I get like a malty sweetness, like grainy sweetness in there. I was not expecting that. I'm going to go 3.5. If I went to Bell's and I got this, I would definitely get it as a taster. I wouldn't buy a full pour. And that would be, I would drink it. That would be enough for me. Because, like I say, that dryness, it's kind of like a brute. And if you like brutes, good, that I'm completely fine with that. I'm glad they're gone. But I wish whatever is drying that out was gone. If they could make this again without that, I think it would be fine. 3.5 out of 5. Let's check Untappd. None of my friends have checked it in. 46 people have. 3.72 out of 5. Farmhouse ale is what they're calling it. Tart, raspberry, funky, herbal, metallic. Is it herbal instead of floral? I definitely wouldn't say metallic at all in this beer. It's really, there is some funkiness. I know it's there, but if this was, what do they call it? Just like a farmhouse sour or something like that. It's not your typical. I'm trying to think of the brewery that does all those farmhouses. It's not that typical yeasty funkiness. Like, there's some, like I said, but as far as, like, the average farmhouse ale funkiness, it's not there. I don't think I've ever had a beer that's a farmhouse that's that this dry. I don't know if it really over attenuated and it was supposed to be like a 5.3 or something like that. Um, 3.5. Yeah, I think these are going to be all over the place. Bottom five of my style preferences: funky, fruity, sour. Nobody's posting WBA. So yeah, if you know what that means, leave a comment down below. Let me know what it means. Cause I'm not seeing anything on here. But yeah, it's up to you if you can get it. I don't even know. Like I said, I got this at the general store. It was already in the fridge. But yeah, if you can pick it up, go ahead and get it.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.